O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. You won't find any references to Thanksgiving Day in the Bible. Depending on which translation you use, the word Thanksgiving appears about 140 times in the Bible, and the related word praise appears many more. So while a particular day of Thanksgiving isn't mandated for us in Holy Scripture, the idea of giving God thanks and praise most certainly is. Perhaps the closest thing to a scriptural day of Thanksgiving was the Feast of Booths, which the Israelites were commanded to observe in the book of Deuteronomy. That was an annual harvest festival. It lasted a week, and conservative and Orthodox Jews still celebrate it today. Actually, all of the festivals prescribed to Israel in the Old Testament had a theme of thanksgiving to them in some way or another. Israel's kings and religious leaders would proclaim special days of thanksgiving after receiving certain blessings from God, such as after returning from the exile. In the New Testament, we read how the early Christians emphasized thanks for salvation in their Lord's Day celebrations when they got together on Sunday, and every day they did that personally as well. How does a biblical understanding of Thanksgiving inform the holiday Thanksgiving that we celebrate tomorrow? One thing I've learned in my short time here in Wellsville is that the people of Wellsville and the people of Trinity Church have a great appreciation of history. Some time ago, I volunteered to write a history of Thanksgiving for the ministerium that I was part of. What my research found is probably not very similar to what we may have heard in school growing up. It's difficult, perhaps impossible, to say exactly when the first Thanksgiving celebration took place in America and what it was like. There are scant surviving documents and evidence. Different scholars make varying plausible assertions, some of which are contradictory. The facts are overlaid and often obscured by legends and traditions. Depending how one wants to define terms like Thanksgiving, holiday, and celebration, there may have been Thanksgiving celebrations in America prior to the famous ones in New England in the 1620s. There were Thanksgiving celebrations with both prayer and feasting in some of the early Virginia settlements, but these settlements and celebrations did not survive. There's also mention of a Thanksgiving in Texas as early as 1541, but no specific details are available about that. When most people think of the first Thanksgiving, they're thinking of the event in 1621 in what is modern-day Massachusetts. This appears to have been a three-day event held sometime between late September and early November, not in late November as we are accustomed to. Scholars are divided on whether this was a religious holiday or a secular event. However, it wasn't uncommon at the time for governments to set aside certain days as a time to give thanks to God for specific blessings. The pilgrims, being religious people, probably would have been inclined to do such a thing. They were indeed very thankful for the harvest that they had just gathered in. They were also probably eager to implore God's mercy in the coming season, given that half of them had died the previous winter. their first in the so-called New World. Undoubtedly, the Pilgrim celebration included feasting with the local Native Americans as invited guests. The Native Americans had been instrumental in teaching the Europeans how to survive in what they called the New World. The dinner menu that day included corn, venison, fish, boiled pumpkins, but not pies, and fowls, which were generically called turkeys. There were athletic competitions as part of the celebration that included foot races, jumping contests, and archery, no football. The pilgrims themselves didn't call the feast a Thanksgiving. That term was only applied to it years later. There was a similar but more religiously oriented event, religion of the Calvinist kind, 2 years later in 1623. In his Thanksgiving proclamation, Governor William Bradford of the Plymouth Colony instructed the people to go to the meeting house and listen to the pastor and to give thanks to God. That church service probably took the bulk of the day. For quite some time after that, Thanksgiving feasts were celebrated sporadically to thank God for specific things, perhaps the ending of a drought. The first official proclamation of Thanksgiving in the U.S. was 1789 by George Washington. We read that earlier. In the first half of the 19th century, a movement, mostly among the Protestant majority, began advocating for an annual Thanksgiving holiday. The undisputed leader of this movement was a woman named Sarah J. Hale, who for 20 years petitioned Congress, wrote letters to presidents and governors, and publicized the idea of a national day of Thanksgiving in every way that she could. It was President Abraham Lincoln, who today might be called a spiritual but not a religious person, who was in an especially thankful mood in 1863 after a few victories by the Union Army in the Civil War. He finally made Thanksgiving a national holiday in 1863. The holiday was continued by presidential proclamation until 1941, when Congress legislated that the fourth Thursday of November would be Thanksgiving Day. Just prior to that, FDR tried to move Thanksgiving a week or two earlier to spur the economy during the Great Depression, and that was a very unpopular move. What does Thanksgiving mean to the average American today? Surveys have been taken, and the survey says, number one is feasting. We know all about that. I plan on doing a little feasting tomorrow. Actually, I plan on doing a lot of feasting tomorrow. Statistics show that turkey, cranberries, and pumpkin pie are the most traditional Thanksgiving foods. Thanksgiving is often an extended family event, making the day before Thanksgiving the biggest travel day of the year, or at least it was before the time of COVID. Number two on the survey, people say Thanksgiving is about football, both professional and college and also high school. Thanksgiving holiday football games were very big where I grew up. Are one of the marks of Thanksgiving. Someone said that football is played on Thanksgiving so that you don't have to talk to family members who you wouldn't talk to any other time during the year. Number three, people say Thanksgiving is about shopping. The day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, is, of course, the biggest shopping day of the year. So in many ways, Thanksgiving kicks off the Christmas shopping season. Christmas, of course, is a Christian holiday that is now celebrated by people of all faiths and even people of no faith. In modern American culture, the period from Halloween to New Year's kind of gets all rolled into one big holiday celebration. And kicking off the holiday shopping season are parades by different retailers. I think they've been scaled down quite a bit this year, once again, in the time of COVID. Did you notice that somehow God worship prayer did not make the survey list? I guess that's not too surprising because of the shifts in society these days that have made religion less and less a part of everyday American life. Among the religiously oriented, Thanksgiving Day or Thanksgiving Eve or the Sunday before Thanksgiving has often become a time for ecumenical worship services, a time for us to step outside of our usual comfort zone. Given the history of Thanksgiving in America, especially what the Bible says, what are we to do with our Thanksgiving observance? Is there still truly anything sacred about Thanksgiving? Some thoughts. Given that the scriptures and Lutheran confessions say nothing about a Thanksgiving day, we have great latitude into how to celebrate Thanksgiving if we celebrate it at all. However, our communion liturgy each Sunday says it is meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. Our whole lives should be expressions of thanksgiving to God. In that spirit, we're calling our stewardship emphasis this fall, Thanksgiving. If our government suggests a day to especially emphasize Thanksgiving, it doesn't break the Establishment Clause of the First Amendment or doesn't really do anything to interfere with our church's stance on unionism and syncretism. We can have Thanksgiving. Prayer, praise, and thanksgiving are due to God at all times. And Thanksgiving Day is a concrete reminder of that for us. We might particularly want to make Thanksgiving a time where we remember God's good gift of creation, what we might call the natural world. With all the feasting going on, we might want to remember the hungry in our midst. With all the attention given to shopping and materialism, we might also want to be intentional about sharing our blessings with those less fortunate. Especially this year, 2020, with all its civil and political unrest, with the coronavirus epidemic, we should give thanks for the good health that we do enjoy and the blessings of our nation as it strives to hold on to our highest ideals and the rule of law. We can find meaning in both the traditional cultural customs associated with Thanksgiving, and the church can witness through its unique countercultural perspectives, keeping the focus on our thanks, giving thanks to Christ in our society, in a society that has mostly forgotten about God. In that 1863 proclamation, did you catch that? Abraham Lincoln said, "We have forgotten God." I wonder what Lincoln would say today. It is only through faithfully recognizing Christ as the source of all the good things, all of the blessings that we enjoy, do they truly become real for us. May God grant you a blessed Thanksgiving Day. Amen.